The great thing about messianic prophecies is there can be no hyperbole. Every exaggeration we use, every color we paint with to try to explain that the prophets used to try to explain what God had shown them in a vision was just barely telling the story. Prophecies are the meeting of extremes, especially today's. From today's text, we hear of God's great strength paired with His holiness. First, the mighty strength of God. In Isaiah 40, verse 10, "Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with His arm ruling for Him." His arm ruling for Him means what it sounds like. He will not rule with words of negotiation or compromise. By this point, God is going to put things right and redress all wrongs, and He will do it forcefully on His own terms. That same arm, however, will sweep away all corruption, injustice, and bondage without reservation or flinching. That same arm will act with the loving kindness of a good shepherd, picking up the lambs and bearing them close to his chest and heart and leading their mothers with compassion. The holiness of God is talked about and is highlighted in Isaiah 35:8. There will be a highway called the Holy Road. No one rude or rebellious is permitted on this road. Holiness is not an airtight lifestyle of duty and self-righteousness. The holiness of God is a perfect unity of innumerable minute details. It is an unbreakable harmony of order, joy, love, creativity, peace, justice, and faithfulness. Of order instead of chaos that seems to plague the world today. Of joy, not monotonous, but full of dramatic power and abundant life. Of love, without mixed motives and self-indulgence, but with integrity and faithfulness. Of creativity, all work will expand life and make it more abundant. And of justice, no person or group will be exploited or used by another. All will be treated with the same respect that we will give their Creator. We may, in our best moments, approximate one or two of these characteristics, but even our best efforts are flawed and imperfect. We are so selfish, individually and as a whole, that we will willingly abandon order, joy, love, creativity, and justice for whatever short-sighted and selfish goals catch our attention in the moment. Yet even this basic antagonism between us and God will be overcome by the Messiah, and the messianic mission will bring peace between us. And He will be called, and we will all be called home from the four corners of the earth. And what is emphasized here is not the perfection of the people who will be on the road, but it is the fact that they are a redeemed people. Only the redeemed will walk on it. The people God has ransomed will come back on this road. If someone right here tonight were to pay all of your credit card debt, all of your mortgage on your house, all of your car loans, all of your student loans this Christmas, they could be said to redeem you and your family and to pay a ransom for your freedom. What God will accomplish in those who surrender to Him will be far greater. The redeemed on that road were slaves to their own selfishness and sin, whom God has set free, and more than just set free, but empowered to live well empowered to live with the love that they tried to live with the integrity that they wanted but never achieved, empowered to live with joy. The people that God has ransomed will come back on this road. They will sing as they make their way home to Zion, welcomed home with gifts of joy and gladness as all sorrows and sighs scurry into the night. This Christmas, if you have not already, I plead with you to enter into that holy road with those of us who are headed slowly home tonight. Decide in your heart that God will be your King, the one who directs your life, the one whom you will allow to not only direct, but to confront, to rebuke, to redirect, and to affirm and confirm according to His wisdom. Tell Him you want to be part of His holiness, that you want to start walking home now. Read about what that means in the Bible as you've got any time available to yourself this Christmas, especially the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Learn and observe what it means by joining with other broken, imperfect people on the road with you. With us here at this church, we'd love to have you. Christ has come to gather us into His arms and to lead us to our forever home with Him. Join with us who are on that road home with Him. Let's pray. Lord God, You have come and You will come again. And Lord, we are on this road. We've been called to join You, and we are coming slowly and with hobbled steps. And You, Lord God, we trust in You to direct, to redirect, to encourage. And we accept all of it because there is life in every word that You give us, even in rebuke. And we're not afraid of it because You don't mean to hurt us or destroy us or shame us. You mean to save us. You mean to call us home. And I pray that You would give us the courage to follow that call and to come toward You. For I ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen.